Okay, first of all, I would like to welcome everybody to CMC for Sunday Dharma Talk today. 今天要跟大家分享的题目是对充满苦难的世间，我们应该如何以智慧心来看人生。 The topic I would like to share today is In a world full of suffering and misery, how should we use our wisdom mind to look at life?每天打开报纸，又是许许多多的犯罪案、凶杀案，又是看到政治人物在争论、吵架，吵得面红耳赤，彼此勾心斗角，又是看到明星、歌星绞尽脑汁的在炒作，每个人都想突出自己，都想展现自己的与众不同。 Every day in the news, we read about criminal and murder cases. There are politicians debating, quarreling, and plotting against each other. We see movie stars and singers trying to gain fame and publicity. Everyone trying to be outstanding. They think they deserve to be special.现今这个社会诱惑太多，荣华富贵怎么样都不够，人人经常是贪得无厌，自以为是，以为人定可以胜天，可以应用高科技来改变世界，可以征服自然，违反自然。 There are too many temptations in lifePeople seek high positions and great wealth that can never be satisfied. They have unlimited desires and always consider themselves in the right. People believe that nature can be controlled by human determinations and the world can be changed with the use of technology. 最近世界各地是不是频频发生很多的大灾难，像大地震、大海啸、大水灾、大风灾，还有森林大火 ，devastating disasters such as earthquake, tsunamis, floods, tornadoes, and forest fire has occurred in many parts of the world.南北极的冰已经迅速在融化，海水不断的上升。估计未来的数十年，沿海的大小都市都通通会被淹没。如果我们地球的气候持续的异常变化，所有的生物包括人类都不能生存。请问大家，这一些是不是自然灾害？
不是。
OK， The ice in the north and south poles are melting quicklyAnd we can see the water level increase gradually. There are predictions that towns, cities, and metropolitan areas along the coast will be submerged. If the world climate keeps changing at this rate abnormally, all living beings, including human beings, no longer can exist. Let me pose these questions. Do you think...These are natural disasters. No. 类似这种灾难是否让我们切切实实地感受到身心遭受到极大的苦迫？会不会？即使我们有再多的名车、再多的钱、再多的房子，都会在灾难中化为泥土。或化为一片的废墟。 或者泡在水里。这个时候我们只能痛哭，只能痛苦，对着往生的家属，抱着尸体，无言以对。我们是要怪罪老天在发泄呢，还是要怪罪大地在抱怨，让这些灾难降临到我们身上？Are these disasters causing us to experience physical and mental suffering? When they are affected by disasters, no matter how much possessions and properties we own, they all will become ruins. We'll feel sufferings and distress when our family members die in the disasters. At that moment,Should we blame the God? Or should we blame the earth that caused this disaster to happen? 有些人对佛教讲修行，他们会认为那只是个人的事，不会把它当成是对治世间的良药。 There are people who believe thatWhen Buddhism talks about practice, it's only meant for individual. It doesn't offer any real solutions for the suffering in the world. 甚至有人会认为，宗教呢，只是个人内在的修为，跟世间的苦难，或者是说国家大事，根本没有什么关系。There may be people who think that religion is only meant for inner cultivations. It has nothing to do with external sufferings or the events of the nations. 你们认为是这样子的吗？ Do you think so? 人类在五千多年的历史中，苦难是不是随时随地就在发生呢？ Over the past 5,000 years of human history, hasn't sufferings and misery occur at every time and place? 你们这边会不会有人认为苦难是理所当然的？有吗？ Is there anybody here who believe that sufferings andMisery are quite natural characteristics of existence. 如果是的话，对苦难就会变成一种冷漠的接受态度，无法让苦难变成智慧的资粮，无法让这个苦难转变成离苦的动力。 If in this caseIf one receives sufferings with an unconcerned attitude, then suffering itself will not become a kind of nourishment to cultivate wisdom. And it cannot be converted as a positive energy by people to depart from sufferings. 佛陀当年还是一位王子的时候，为什么他要离开尊贵的王子身份，成为一位苦行者？为什么？ When the Buddha was still a prince, why did he decide to give up his royal positions to become an ascetic? Why? 因为他见到了生命充满了苦，是生老病死的苦。Because he saw that the life is full of suffering, and all beings have to undergo birth, aging, sickness, and death. 佛陀证道之后，第一次转法轮， 开示的内容就是四圣地。四圣地的第一圣地就是苦地，讲的就是世间苦难的真相。When the Buddha first attained enlightenment, the first Dharma or teaching he gave was the Four Noble Truths. The Noble Truth of Sufferings was the first Noble Truth he talked about. 身为一位佛教徒，我们处在这充满苦难的世间，我们应该如何以智慧心来看人生？As we live in this world full of suffering and misery, how should we, as a Buddhist, use our wisdom mind to look at life? 世间的苦难其实不在遥远的地方，世间的苦难就在我们的眼前，当下，在我们那一颗一直静不下来的心，在我们那一颗看不清事实真相的心。 Actually, very suffering is not far away from us. It's just right in front of us. It's our restless mind and the mind which is not able to see the true nature of phenomena that cause the sufferings. 苦难无所不在，它不只是日本的大地震、大海啸，美国的911事件，或者是台湾的88水灾，苦难随时随地都发生在人类的身上，发生在人类周遭的环境里边。 Suffering exists everywhere. It's not only about earthquakeTsunami in Japan, 911 event in America, or flood in Taiwan, etc. Suffering is experienced by humans at all times, everywhere. Suffering is actually happen in our living environment. 要远离天灾人祸，必须真正的见到苦，见到苦的源头。If we wish to depart from disaster, we must be able to truly experience the suffering, to recognize the real source of sufferings. 对世间的苦难越敏感，我们就不需要等到预言中的世界末日，或者等到第三次的世界大战，用这个核子战争来唤醒我们对苦难的危机意识。If we can be more sensitive of weary sufferings and misery, we do not have to wait until the end of the world, as predicted by many people, or the World War III,to raise our awareness of sufferings. 从佛教的观点来看，除非我们能够真正的洞彻，看清其中的实相，否则的话呢，我们不可能避免世间的灾难。From Buddhism point of view, unless we can truly seeThe true nature of all phenomena. If not, it's impossible to avoid worry suffering. 华严经有这样子一段话：心如工画师，能画诸世间五蕴系重生，一切为心造。我们人的心呢，就好像一个画家，他可以把万事万物画得很真实，但实际上呢，这些色、受、想、行、识，都是因为我们的心有所感而产生的。而我们所见到的这一切的身罗万象，其实只不过是我们的心所幻化出来的。 There's a saying in our Tamasaka Sutra, our mind is just like an artist. It can create all things in the world, including the five skandhas, form, sensations, perceptions, relations, and consciousness. And all phenomena we see are actually the creations of the mind. They are all illusory.现代的科学家用这个量子力学是一个微细观察物质的物理学理论证明了这一点宇宙本体其实是空的。 Through the study of quantum mechanics, modern scientists have proven that the nature of the universe is empty. Quantum mechanics is a body of scientific principles which attempt to explain the behavior of matter and its interactions with energy on the scale of atoms and atomic particles. 现在的科学家分析到分子、原子、电子，还分析到基本的颗粒。 仔细去观察它们，发现它们无时不是都在动的，就是无时无刻都在动的，它不是静止的，动就会产生波。Scientists have determined based on their analysis that molecules, atoms, electrons, and particles, they are in a state of movement all the time. They are not static, and this movement will create wave. 科学家承认了波动的现象，我们所看到的一切现象都是波动的现象，是波动产生的幻觉。 Scientists have proven that all phenomena consists of the phenomena of wave, and it's the wave that create illusions. 这个波呢，以人的思想波最明显。思想波的力量可以强大到改变整个物质环境。换句话说，人心 能够影响跟改变世界，但是这种说法有多少人会相信呢？ The wave of human thoughts is considered the most obvious of all. Powerful wave created from human thoughts can change and influence the external environment. But how many people can actually accept this concept? 如果是不正确的思想，这个干扰就会破坏自然的环境。现在的地球生态的平衡已经严重被破坏了，气候也反常了，南北极的冰更是迅速的在融化，海水的水平线不断的提高。是什么原因 造成这种破坏，是什么道理呢？ ？是被我们的思想波干扰的。这个思想波就是人类的贪嗔痴慢。 If it's the wrong thoughts, the wave can destroy the nature. The balance of the ecology of the earth has been destroyed seriously. The climate has become abnormal. The ice in North and South Poles is melting, and the sea levels are rising. What have caused these destructions? It's a wave of greed, hatred, ignorance, and arrogance of human thoughts that destroy the ecology. A destructive thoughts can destroy the nature. IHM 研究所的所长江本胜博士，他长期的研究波动的理论，他用水做实验，证实人的磁场，譬如说人的想法、观念、语言，还有人创作出来的音乐，会影响水分子的结构。Professor Emoto Masaru, a Japanese researcher and director of IHM Research Institute, has been doing research related to wave for a long time. He used water particularly for his experiment. Professor Emoto's experiment provides evidence that human energy, such as thoughts, ideas,words, music, will affect the molecular structure of water. 用水所做的实验证实水会听，它会看，它懂得人的意思，给它一个善的文字，不管是哪一个国家的语言，写个感谢，把这感谢字贴在水上，然后呢把它放到冰箱冰起来，让它冷冻，它就结晶。在显微镜下看这个结晶，这个图案非常的美丽漂亮。 In his experiment, the message from water tells that a wholesome word such as thank you was written in different languages and placed on a glass of water, then frozen it. The frozen water will crystallize patterns. When see the pattern under a microscope, it is so beautiful. 换一个试验，写着我讨厌你，我不喜欢你，我恨你，这个图案就会变得非常难看。从水的信息清楚地告诉我们，水也会受到人的嗔心以及负面的情绪所影响。 For another experiment with the label I hate you, I don't like you, the pattern of the crystal appear very uglyHere, the message from water is telling us how dramatically water can be affected by bad feelings, bad emotions, or anger. 请问我们人的身体有多少个百分比是水分？对，人的身体呢，有70百分比是水分。如果我们用爱心，用感恩的心对待一切人，对待一切物，所有一切万事万物跟自己身体内这70%的水分都会呈现最美好的结晶，你们相信吗？ Almost 70% of our body is water. If we treatAll human beings and things with loving care and with the mind of gratitude, all external things will develop the most beautiful crystals with the 70% of water within our body. 如果我们常常怀着爱心、感谢的心、感恩的心，外在的环境一定变得非常的美好。所谓的风水是随着人的意念而转变的。 If we always express our gratitude to all people with loving care, the external environment will definitely become very beautiful. A good living environment is actually created by human thoughts. 人的善念能够改变整个世界。相反的，恶的意念会给世界带来最大的危害。所以世界的安危，世界的苦乐，根源是什么？根源是居住在这个世界上众生的意念。Wholesome thoughts can make the world better, whereas unwholesome thoughts can destroy the world. So, what is the fundamental cause for happiness and sufferings in the world? It's the thoughts of human beings who live in the world. 佛在《楞严经》讲得很详细。贪心招感水灾，嗔心招感火灾，愚痴招感风灾，傲慢会招感地震。天灾人祸从哪里来的？是人心感应来的。这个道理我们要懂。这些年来，我们地球上的水灾、地震很多，是什么原因呢？一切众生傲慢又贪得无厌啊。The Avatamsaka Sutra says, Greed brings floods. Hatred brings fire. Ignorance brings storms.And arrogance brings earthquake. Where do these disasters come from? They come from the human thoughts. We have floods and earthquakes occur so often in recent years. It's because of humans' arrogance and greed. 佛说，依报随着正报转。依报是我们居住的环境，环境是随人行转的，所以如果人行善，风调雨顺，鬼神也会平安；人行不善，感得所有的一切环境都变坏了，鬼神不安，灾难就来了。The Buddha said,The dependent retributions in this case is our living environment changes according to human thoughts. The wholesome minds bring a favorable climate and a peaceful life. Even the god and ghost will feel safe to stay. Whereas an unwholesome mind can destroy the living environment. It makes the god and ghostfeel unsafe. As a result, disasters happen. 境随心转，一切法从心想生，一切万事万物的来源为心所现，为事所变。我们的起心动念跟世间的苦难息息相关，但是很不幸的，很少人看到这一点。Phenomena can be turned by the mind, because they are derived from the mind. Mind is the original source from which all phenomena arise. The movement of the mind is closely related to worry sufferings, but unfortunately,Not people can see this point. Let me ask, 请问这是自然灾害吗？ So, does disaster happen naturally? 不 是自然灾害，是人为的。No, disasters are not naturally happen, it's man-made. 只要我们愿意去观察、关照、维系的去看一看我们每天跟人的互动，就可以感受到在一个眼神、一句话，甚至一个动作，苦难就这样子散发出去了。苦难其实是无所不在的。If we observe our interactions with people in daily life, we will realize that we can spread out sufferings through the expressions of our eyes, a word, or even a very minor actions. Sufferings is actually exist everywhere. 我们的六根感官都希望享受快乐，是不是？你们认同吗？
认同。
We usually wish to enjoy happiness through our sixth sense organ, right? 心情呢，要欢喜愉悦，看的东西呢，要美丽悦目，吃的东西呢，要营养可口，鼻子嗅的要香，不要臭的，所听的呢要悦耳动听，所穿的要讲究布的材质，要让身体感受到很舒服。这些是不是一般人所追求的快乐呢？ We always want to be in a good mood. We want to see beautiful things, eat delicious and nutritious food. We like to smell sweet fragrances, enjoy pleasant sounds, and wear good clothes so that our body will feel comfortable. Don't you think these are the happiness that most people are chasing for? 人类抓取的不都是这些吗？对五欲的追求，就是十二因缘中所谓的爱取有。我们苦苦的寻求娱乐来满足我们的乐受，对苦受呢，我们排斥、逃避、拒绝。 Do you agree that these are what humans grasping for? The 12 links of dependence originations describe the craving for the joy of the 5 desires as craving, grasping,and becoming. We seek for desires all the time in order to satisfy our happiness, and we reject, resist, and try to escape from pain. 人的贪嗔就是为了追求快乐，排除苦难而产生的，也因为这样子而进一步的黏着贪取、占有、牵令、牵贪，再进一步的自我保护、自我防卫，跟人发生口角、发生斗争，互相的控告，还挑拨是非，彼此欺骗，造种种的恶法，甚至于仇杀、战争，要侵夺别人家的土地，都是因为贪嗔痴慢而展开出来的。 Human greed and hatred come from the pursuit of happiness and rejection of pain. The human character of greed, craving, stinginess, self-cherishing, self-defense, quarreling, stirring up troubles, accusing one another, lying, killing revenge, making war, and conquering. These are all created by the mind of greed, hatred, ignorance, and arrogance. 人除了本能追求这个五欲之乐之外呢，人其实都很贪生怕死的。你们相不相信？如果我们这个世界上有一个地方可以让人长生不死，绝大部分的人一定会想尽办法，绞尽脑汁都要赶到那里去。 Besides having the nature of seeking the five desires, human beings are also afraid to die. If there is a place in this world where people can live for a long time, for a very, very long time without death, many people would do everything possible to go there. 有钱的人会坐飞机去，穷的人呢，走路也不愿意放弃机会。即使有滚滚的江河在前面阻挡，也会拼命的游过去，因为可以长生不死啊。人类的愚痴其实才是世间苦难真正的源头啊。The rich may try to get there by plane, and the poor may try to walk there, even though they may have to swim across a wide river. Why would people try so hard to reach that place? Because they hope to live forever. Isn't it very stupid? The ignorance of human beings is indeed the true cause of sufferings.其实地震、海啸、水灾、911事件或者是恐怖分子不可怕，为什么？因为那些都是结果，可怕的是我们造下的因啊。佛教有一句话说，菩萨为因，众生为果，只知道果是没有用的。但是呢，一般人只会从事项上去分析，事项上的结果去分析，去探讨，还是没有办法找到真正的原因，是烧不到痒处的。Earthquake, tsunami, flood, 911 events of terrorism.Those are not fearful. Why? Because they are all effects. What truly fearful are the causes that we created. There's a saying in Buddhism. Bodhisattva fear of creating causes, whereas human beings fear of receiving effects.It's useless to just know the effects without understanding the causes. Most people only analyze events based on the results, but they are still not able to find the real source. This is like not able to scratch the real itch on the body. 其实人人本具佛性，我们为什么不去追求觉悟呢？这就是众生的无明啊。 All humans possess the Buddha nature. Why don't we seek for the enlightenment? We don't do so because of our ignorance. 佛陀说，一切的痛苦都产生于无明，人由于无明而产生了偏见跟执着，苦就是这样子而产生的。 The Buddha said, all kinds of sufferings originate from ignorance, the human behavior of attachment and prejudice. It's all produced by the ignorant mind, which is the cause of sufferings. 请问，人为什么会无明呢？ Why are humans so ignorant? Why? 那是因为对无常、无我不认识。或者说认识的不够透彻，因为我们看不到一切法、一切现象的本质是空的，是幻化的。It's because we do not recognize or have a right understanding of impermanence and the concept of no self. Therefore,We are not able to see the nature of all phenomena is empty. 首先，我们可以学习观察外在的时空的变化，天空的云彩，聚散无常。每一天是不是都有白天夜晚的循环？有没有？万法因缘而生，因缘而灭，这些就是无常的现象啊。Let's take a look at the external environment. Clouds in the sky will form and part variably.We can observe the cycle of day and night happens daily. All phenomena in the world arise and perish due to the change in causes and conditions. These are all the signs of impermanence. 时间转眼就过去了，是不是？昨天已经成为历史了，就是我现在讲的这句话，这一刻马上的就成为过去了。Time passed in an instant. Yesterday has become a history. Even my speech at this moment has already over. 再往内关照我们的身体是不是无时无刻都在产生变化？再看看身边的亲友，我们的家人，他们是不是也一个一个的逐渐的衰老，一步一步的走向死亡，是不是？ Take a look at our body.Is it changing at all time? Isn't it changing at all time? Look at our friends and relatives. Are they not getting older and already heading towards the death? 我们随时随处都可以看到无常的影子。譬如去年我看到我叔家妈妈的时候呢，还没有这么多的白头发。今年明显的就多了，明年再见的时候呢，相信又会更多了，身体呢也不断的在老化。 We can see the shadow of impermanence in all things. Last year, I didn't see my mom having so much white hair. This year, she has more. When I see her next year,I guess she'll have more. Our body, too, is getting aging year by year. 在童年青春的时期，对这一切的变化或许不会太关注，对无常的认识呢，也不会那么的深刻， 但是人到了中年老年的时候，是不是就明显的多了呢？是不是？ When we are still in the age of childhood and teenage, we usually don't pay much attention to this kind of changes, and therefore we do not have a deep understanding of impermanence. But these changes will become much more obvious when we get older. Isn't it true?中老年人比较明显的就是感受到我们身体的体力大不如前了，就像提一样东西，以前是轻而易举的事，但是呢现在就比较吃力了，或者说根本就提不动了，这就是无常的提醒了。 Middle age and old peoplewill sense more obviously that the conditions of body is declining. When people are young, they are able to carry heavy loads. But when they get older, it becomes more difficult. This is a reminder of impermanence. 但是人呢总是会想尽办法来掩饰无常的事实。头发白了就赶快的去染黑，眼皮手皮皱了要想尽办法去拉皮，会试着各种各样的方式来让自己看起来我还年轻。 However, human beings will try to deny the fact of impermanenceWhen their hair become white, they will dye it to make it dark again. When the face and hands become wrinkled, they will try to make themselves look young again through all kinds of methods, like getting a facelift. 在听闻佛法的时候，我们常常听到无常这两个字。不过呢，有一些人对无常有所误解，好像死亡还没到来就没有无常，是这样子的吗？ We often hear the words impermanent when listening to Dharma talk. Most people have incorrect view about impermanence. They may think, I do not die yet, so I have yet to experience impermanence. Is this the case?真正的无常是指世间的一切现象没有稳定恒常的存在，一切的变化随时都会发生。 But in fact, the correct meaning of impermanence is that nothing in this world can exist permanently. ChangesActually happen all the time. 无常跟痛苦又很有关联的，因为不知道什么时候会发生什么事，所以对无常会害怕，会恐惧。如果一个人不认识痛苦，就不会认识无常。但一个人认识了痛苦，就能认识无常，修行才会找到着力点。 Impermanence and sufferings are closely related because of not knowing what will happen and when it will happen. That's why we are so fear of impermanence. If we do not recognize sufferings, we will not recognize impermanence.If we recognize suffering, we will recognize impermanence. Only then we will get a starting point for our practice. 金刚经有说一句话，一切有为法，如梦幻泡影。现实生活中的欲望、分别、执取，就好像在做梦一样， 好真实哦。可是呢，一旦我们醒过来之后呢，就会发现自己所执着的快乐跟痛苦，以及所追求的一切都不存在了。There's a saying in the Diamond Sutra, all phenomena are like dew, like shadows in a dream. Any kind of greed, discrimination, craving, and letting go that we experience in our daily life, they are so real. But once we wake up from the dream, we will discover that the happiness that we are so attached to, as well as the sufferings and seeking,They are all no longer exist. 今天的想法就跟昨天的梦一样，现在感觉好真实哦，但是呢，一过了今天，我们的感受又改变了，又不一样了。明天又有明天的想法，明天不同样的感受，我们所追求的不就这一些无常的幻象吗？ What we think about today is just like a dream from yesterday. The sensation at the present moment seems so real, but after today, our sensations and perceptions will be different. Don't we chase after this kind of illusory and impermanent phenomena continuously?要用佛法的因缘观来看待世间，才不会被世间的一切幻象所诱惑、所迷惑。We should perceive the world with the Buddhist concept of causes and conditions. Then we will not be deluded. We will not be tempted by the illusions of all phenomena.当然不是一跟您说无常就要你抛妻弃子落发出家，这不是真正的处理。人都要在世间生存，对不对？佛陀也并没有教导我们不要做人，而是要做一个有智慧的人，觉悟世间的五欲之乐，无事究竟的快乐。 Of course, understanding impermanent and the concept of no self doesn't mean that we have to leave our spouse or abandon our children. We still have to live in this world. The Buddha did not teach us not to be a human. Rather, he taught us to be a wise man and to be awakened to the fact that chasing the pleasureof the five desire is not the ultimate happiness. 如果我们每天的思维想法都围绕着名利、财富、追求暂时的享受，那是凡夫，不真正明白到自己的心啊。我们的眼、耳、鼻、舌、身、意不断的追逐这个外境，执着分别，感觉好的就贪求占有，感觉不好的就排斥躲避，心始终没有明了事物的本来面目。 If we keep thinking about seeking fame, wealth, and temporary enjoyment, we are ordinary human beingsWe do not truly understand our mind. Our ear, eyes, nose, tongue, body and mind crave for external phenomena endlessly. We attach and discriminate. We try to hold on things that we like and reject things that we don't like. That means our mind never understandThe true nature of phenomena. 什么是事物的本来面目呢？事物的本来面目是无相的。所谓无相，就是 任何事物呢，它都是由各种因素相互依存而产生的。举例来说，我们的身体是由各种器官功能嘛构成的，那这个器官呢又由这个地水火风四大相互依赖而成。 What is the true nature of all phenomena? The true nature of all phenomena is formlessness. Formlessness means the existence of all phenomena is interdependence with all sorts of causes and conditions. For example,Our body is composed of different components and organs, and the organs themselves are formed by the four great elements. 人跟外境也是相互依存的。我们的心是暂借我们这个身体，而我们这个身体呢，就暂借这个外在更广大的四大而生存。The relationship between human beings and the environment is interdependent as well. Our consciousness borrows the body temporarily, and the body borrows the external four great elements in order to survive. 再看看我们的心事，对境而起分别。念念无常生灭，在这四大五蕴组合的身心里面呢，根本找不到一个独立存在的我。 Look at our mind consciousness. It discriminates the surroundings and it arises and perishes from moment to moment. In no way we can find aninterdependent I within the components of the four great elements and the five skandhas. 万事万物，一切的山河大地，都是因缘和合的产物，有生有灭，只有透过缘起性空的道理，我们才能真正的明白，一切的执取其实才是苦难的源头。知道这个道理之后呢，才不会迷失在现象上难以自拔。 Actually, all things in the world are produced by causes and conditions. They arrive and perish conditionally. Only withA right understanding of impermanent, can we see that attachment is actually the fundamental source of sufferings. 因此，佛陀希望我们在听闻佛法之后呢，能够深入的去思维，去如实观察世间的实相。自然就是如此的，事物呢都会遵循着他们自己的轨道前进，无论我们怎么强迫它，它还是会照着既定的路线前进。 After listening to the Dharma, the Buddhas want us to think deeply on itAnd perceive the nature of the world as it really is. All things proceed according to their own orbit naturally. No matter how much effort we try to change or control things, all things will still proceed according to their own path.就像一条向南流的河流， 如果我们希望改变它的流向，可能吗？ Like a river flowing naturally towards south, would it be possible to change the directions of the flow of a river? 当然只会自讨没趣啊。这个 Hudson River 它原本是流向南方的，那我们希望它转向北方，有人做得到吗？这是不是自讨没趣呢？是不是是自找麻烦呢？ To do so will only court a rebuff. The Hudson River naturally flows south. Is it possible to make it flow north? Can everybody do it? Try to change the natural flow of the river would actually create trouble for ourselves, wouldn't it? 我们如实的来观察河流的实相，如果它向南流，就让它继续的流吧，不需要做无谓的对抗。 If we perceive the nature of the river flows, if the river flows towards south, we should just let it continue flowing towards southAnd try not to resist the fact unnecessarily. 一个有智慧的人站在河边看着河水向南流，你们觉得他会怎么样？ A wise man standing beside a river, looking at the river flowing south, what do you think he will do?他会欣然的接受，为什么？ The wise man will accept it joyfully. Why? 因为法尔如是，自然就是这样子的，彼此之间没有矛盾跟冲突，这是自然的法则。我们人生是不是也是一样呢？人生一定有生、老、病、死，对不对？如果能够这样子来思维，并清楚地看到一切的实相，就可以找到内心的平静跟自在。Because that's the nature of the phenomena, there is no contradictions or conflict.This is a law of nature. The same is true for human life. There is birth, aging, sickness, and death in the process of human life. If we are able to perceive life in this way and see the true nature of all phenomena, then we will find inner peace and freedom.如果我们想要修行并过着如法的生活，可以学习看看大自然。你们有注意看过树吗？ If you hope to practice by following the teaching of the Dharma, we should learn to observe the natureHave you paid attention to trees before? Have you? 树呢，有大树，有小树，有高树，有矮树，有各式各样不一样的树，对不对？不管是什么树，当冬天到的时候呢， 它的叶子就会怎么样？就会掉落，是不是？当春天来的时候，叶子又会长出来了。当倒下去的时间时刻到了来临的时候呢，它们就会倒下去了。当生长的时候来临时呢，它们又会再度的生长了。当解散的时刻来临时，它们就会解散了。请问我们人生是不是也是一样呢？这就是万法的本质啊，我们出生变老，最后倒下去，接着又再出生，对不对？然后呢又变老，最后倒下去。我们的生命就像树跟树叶一样，没有差别。 There are big trees, small trees, tall trees and short trees. There are many, many different kinds of trees in the world. No matter what trees they are, when the winter comes, leaves fall from trees, right? When the spring comes, leaves grow again on the trees. When it's time for the tree to fall, it falls. When it's time for the tree to grow, it grows. When it's time for the trees to die, it dies. This is the nature of all phenomena. We are born, we get old, and eventually we die. And then we are reborn again. Our life is just like trees and leaves. There is no difference. 我们是否能够暂时先放下追求五欲之乐的心，好好的心不散乱的观一观我们的身体，看一看我们身体的无常，也看一看外境的无常，对无常升起一颗觉照的心，尤其趁着现在还有能力把持身心的时候呢，对生死无常要有深切的认识啊。Can we put down chasing after the pleasure of the five desires for a while and take a look at our body and mind mindfully? Take a look too at the impermanence of the surroundings. We should develop an awareness of impermanence, especially when we are still able to control our bodies and minds. It's really crucial to cultivate a right understanding about the impermanence of birth and death.但是呢，希望今天大家不只是来听听佛法而已，佛法它必须要实践才有意义，如果不实践的话呢，佛法会不会对我们产生任何的帮助？会不会？那听法就没有任何的意思了。 I hope all of youare not here just listen to the Dharma talk. The Buddha teaching is only meaningful to us if we put it into practice. Without practice, the Buddha Dharma will not have any effect and will become meaningless. 听法除了实修 还要发菩提心，也就是要有利他的心。了解自己听法的目的之后呢，我们聆听佛法才有什么？才有价值啊。 Practicing the Buddha Dharma should first cultivate our body mind. It's a mind, body mind is a mind to benefit others. Only then, listening to the Buddha Dharma will become something meaningful to you. 实修佛法很重要的是要时时心存善念，要断恶修善，去掉我们的贪心、嗔心、愚痴心，更要放弃自私自利的心，学习着起心动念为社会着想，为一切的人类着想啊。 Accumulating virtues and merits and getting rid of our karmic obstructions like greed, hatred, ignorance and selfishness are very important in the Buddhist practice. We should learn to be more considerate for the needs of the society and all human beings. 如果一开始我们很难升起一颗利他的心，至少呢，我们要有一个坚定的心愿，在心中给自己发一个愿，从现在开始，我不再做出任何伤害众生的行为，以此呢为着力点，开展自己的菩提心，渐渐的、慢慢的来累积我们的福慧资粮。If it is difficult to cultivate the mind of benefiting others initially,At least, we can make a solid vow within ourselves that I will stop all evil actions that may harm others. Take this as a starting point to manifest our body mind and accumulate the virtues and merit gradually. 佛法是不是用嘴巴说一说的？是吗？你们觉得是这样子吗？ Is Buddhist practice is just about mouth talk? Mouth talking? 这个佛法呢，它是从我们的虔诚心以及信心中产生出来的。佛法它不是掌握人的技巧，是不是？他是要带给自己以及带给一切人幸福跟快乐的。 Of course, Buddhist practice is not just about mouth talking. It should come from our most sincere and faithful mind. The purpose of Buddhist teachingIt's not about developing a skill to control people, but rather to bring bliss and happiness to others, to every sentient beings. 所以实修非常的重要。如果我们今生没有办法来实践佛法，起码呢我们要试着做一个好人，不要刻意去伤害他人。If we are not able to fulfill our practice in this life, at least we should try to be a good guy and not to harm others intentionally.在1992年的时候，大约20年前，圣严师父法鼓山的创办人，他提出了心灵环保的社会运动，呼吁大众要解救世间的苦难，一定是从什么开始？从什么开始？一定是从净化人心开始，对不对？那首先要净化的是什么？是不是自己？是要从净化自己的心开始。那净化自己的心之后呢，才能够进一步的怎么样？才能够进一步的带动行为的净化，是不是？那行为净化之后呢，会不会影响到社会？会哈。那接着呢，社会是不是也会慢慢的进化？用这个方式是不是能够彻底的解救世间的苦难？是不是？ In 1992, about 20 years ago, Master 圣严, the founder of Dharma Drum Mountain, he proposed a campaign, Spiritual Environmentalism. He said, in order to relieve sufferings in this world, we must begin with the purifications of our mind. When our mind is purified, our action will be purified, and subsequently, the society will be purified. This is the way to thoroughly, this is the way to thoroughly to relieve the sufferings of all sentient beings. 你们有没有听过这句话？心净则国土净。Have you heard of these words before? When the mind is purified, then the world will be purified as well. 请问这是什么意思呢？ What does it mean? Which means that our mind is the original source. As long as we can purify our mind, our actions will be purified. The purified actions will also, our purified actions will also purify our behavior. And subsequently, the entire society will be purified as well. 这就是法鼓山提倡的理念，提升人的品质，建设人间净土的终极目标。This is the visions of Dharma Drum Mountain to uplift the character of humanity and to build a pure land on earth. Yes. Is it clear for everybody? 请问我今天跟大家分享的有关于对这个充满苦难的世间，我们该如何以智慧心来看人生，清楚吗？ From my talk today, talking about in a world which is full of suffering and misery, how should we use our wisdom mind to look at life? Is it clear? 你们觉得你们能够扮演着净化人心、净化社会的其中一份子吗？ Do you think any of you here can become one of the party who can help to purify the society and to save the sufferings in the world? Do you think you can be? 那请问要怎么做呢？ How can you do it? How can you put it into actions?好，这边有没有人可以马上觉得可以赋予什么样一种行动来拯救世间的苦难？ Is anybody here have immediate reactions in your mind that you know how to put the practice of Buddhism into practice in order to save the world, the world's sufferingsHuh?
Number one, from your lecture there, Bodhicitta, number one.
Bodhicitta. Okay, 慈悲心，发慈悲心。Yes, anyone here? After you have listening to the Dhamma, Buddha Dhamma today, what is your immediate response about saving the world?Helping sentient beings who are in sufferings. I'm sure you have some answer in your mind, right? Can you share with us? 有没有人要分享的？ Yes. 从自己的身口意开始，然后呢，
让别人可以跟着学习，影响他人，那整个世界就会少了很多灾难。然后把这种思想方法也告诉其他人，从你的家庭朋友开始。
Can you repeat it in English? Say it again in English so that our friends all can hear.
I will think from myself first, and then I try to be good from my mind, my speech, my behavior. Other people think about this, we will try to learn, and also think, oh, this is a good way to...help people,
and also I'd like to share this thought to my friend, my family, everybody I know. So everybody think about it is a better way to help each other, all the world in peace. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else? Anyone else would like to say something? No? Okay. Ma Fengyu Pusa, please give her a microphone.Please give her a microphone, please. Please hold on a second. We will give you a microphone. Can you repeat it again in Chinese? Please use the microphone.
The steps, 把自己的 step 放在别人的心上面。
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Have you finished? You got some more to talk? Yes, Bravo. Please pass him a microphone.
I try to meditate every single day, and go on as many retreats as possible because I feel for myself that the meditation helps me to settle my body, my mind, and my body. So the meditation to me is a crucial part of the practice, and I really I'm pretty strict about sitting every day because I have, I guess, a faith. I've seen improvement from the practice of the meditation itself. When I get off the cushion, my mind is calmer and it carries through the day. And I find when my mind is calmer and my body's a little more relaxed, my mind's more relaxed, I'm able to handle things a little bit better and not get as vexed myself. So when I'm not as agitated, I think the people around me, just by seeing me less agitated, they themselves don't get as agitated, so it doesn't cause other people to feel discomfort. If I feel okay, it helps them feel a little better. And I consciously, intentionally try to help people and say something nice, do something nice, give them some sort of Dharma teaching that I've learned and share that with people. But I think the reason I wanted to grab the microphone is because of the, I wanted to mention the meditation aspect that seems fairly, I don't know if it's unique to Buddhism, but it's a big part of the practice and very, very helpful.
这位菩萨呢，他有提到说，其实禅修对他来讲是非常重要的。那他每天都会应用禅修的方式来让自己的心身心稳定安定。那当有稳定跟安定的身心的时候呢，在待人处事方面呢，就能够更加的不会冲动，然后呢，更加的能够有一种祥和的心情，然后呢，也可以把这种比较稳定的心情呢，去影响到身边的人，也可以在拥有这样子比较稳定安定的一种情绪之后呢，才能够进一步的提起想要助人之心。而事实上呢，我们确实是在要自己身心稳定的状态，才比较实际的，比较能够真正的去帮助到别人。我们想一想，如果我们自己身心都常常处在那种不稳定、很毛躁，然后又很容易动怒的情绪之下，我们周遭的人会觉得有安全感吗？所以这位菩萨呢，他特别是强调了禅修。禅修是佛教的一个很有独特色的一种修行方法，所以他觉得用禅修来帮助自己，来帮助周边的人是非常的重要的。好， Thank you for sharing from Rabo. Anybody else want to say anything before we close our Dharma talk today? Please give her a microphone.
Hello.时时注意我们不要犯了贪嗔痴慢、
okay.
这样的话我们就可以也影响到别人，也不要做到这里。
OK, the decent body
get away from the greedy hatred ignoring and
she said that
we
should be more mindful about our thoughts to make sure that we are not in the emotions of hatred, greed, and ignorance. And by not having that kind of characteristic on ourselves, then one step further, we will be able to influence people in our surroundings. So we should do our part first to make sure that we get rid of all those negative emotions of hatred, greed, and ignorance, then only is possible to help people in the surrounding. So everything should be start from ourselves. Yes. Anyone else? No? Okay, then I would like to thank you for everybody here for the Dharma talk, and thank you for sharing. Okay.感谢大家的出席来聆听今天的这个 感谢大，也感谢大家的分享哦。好，那我们就在这边结束我们的这个Dharma Talk。